Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got trumped. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, August 18th, 2016. We're coming to you, of course, from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So are you guys trying to save money in this bad economy? Here's one suggestion from AOL.com. The experts say you can make your own laundry detergent. Yep, I'm not lying here. You take a bar of soap, natural soap, and then you take a cheese grater and you grade the soap to little tiny flakes. Then you throw your cheese grater in the garbage. All right. You sprinkle in 1 cup of washing soda, which I had no idea what it was. Apparently it's similar to baking soda. And then a cup of borax. That's all you need. When you put your clothes in the washing machine, you put in 1 or 2 tablespoons of this concoction. You set it to 350 and blueberry muffins pop out. I don't know. They say you can save some money here. About $70 a year you can save. You can save that kind of money if you're willing to make your own laundry detergent. And experts also say if you're trying to make your own window cleaner, 1 iguana eye, 2 tails from a newt, and a small clump of ginger hair. That's what they're saying if you want to wash windows. I'm joking. Don't be taking hair from gingers. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte wins gold in Rio, but later proves to be the worst friend you could have in South America. Also, one can only imagine that the last few days at the Clinton Foundation have looked very similar to the final hours at Enron, as word of a possible cybersecurity breach start to surface. And Target Superstores has announced it will be adding unisex private bathrooms to its stores. But who are they really for? We have all that, plus it's Thursday. It's Thursday, and that can only mean one thing. We're going pole dancing. We have 2 national polls and 3 swing state polls to pick apart. We're also going to announce a very special guest who will be joining us for tomorrow's show. You don't want to miss that. And if you ever thought about buying that dream vacation property in Hawaii, a very affordable piece of land is almost ready to hit the market. I'll tell you all about it. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Go ahead, check out rhinoreport.com. 2 new articles I think will be up in the next day or two. Hoping to have 2 more articles, maybe 3. Maybe a 3rd mystery guest writer. And I might do one too. So that's 4. That's 4. Follow me on Twitter, if you'd be so kind, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. Email me questions, concerns, comments, Dear Abbeys, whatever you got. Rhino at rwbnetwork.com, and check out all the old episodes of this show, all 146 of them. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. That's a lot of episodes, 146. We are getting up there in age. And a big shout out to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio on the Liberty feed. Monday to Friday, we are live there at 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can always catch this show again on replay on CRN 5, CRN Channel 5 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a lot to get to, guys. Hang in there.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
There, right there. Quick 60-second break, and we're off and running on this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Hope you guys are all having a good week. One more day to go. One more day to go, and then it's the weekend. Just a couple more weekends left, I guess, right? Until Labor Day, and then it's all downhill from there. All downhill from there. We got to go back to school. We got to no more vacations. The next thing to look forward to, of course, is the election, I guess, right? I mean, what are we, like 82 days off now, 83 days off? I lost count. Here in New York, the temperature dropped about 20 degrees between yesterday and today, and that can only mean one thing. Seasons start to change a little bit, especially here in the Northeast, a little bit earlier than some other places. And the mold and the ragweed and the pollen, fighting it off today, fighting it off big time. But we'll have to get better. We'll have to get ready for tomorrow's show. We have a very, very special guest joining us tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be joined during the show by Dinesh D'Souza. He's going to be speaking about his Hillary's America movie. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get his predictions going forward. Maybe we'll talk about Donald Trump a little bit. But this movie, if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. You really, really have to go see it. Hopefully the DVD release is not far off. It's still in a few theaters right now. Not too many. It was out for a while there now, right? But there are. It is still in theaters, so you have to go check it out. Otherwise, you have to get the DVD. That America movie he did a couple years ago was fantastic. Fantastic movie. It is something that should be required watching for every single high school student in this country. Every single one. It just combats that revisionist history that's going on in our high schools right now. So very excited to have Dinesh D'Souza on the show tomorrow. But for today, we should do our Olympic recap, because that's something we have to do. This is important stuff. NBC has told us we have to talk about the Olympics. And somebody could have broke a world record yesterday. Somebody could have, I don't know, ran the furthest or shot a bow and arrow the fastest, I don't know, whatever they do in these games. But it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered because what was trending last night all over social media, Ryan Lochte, the swimmer, gold medal, I think 12-time gold medalist. Now, normally, 12 gold medals is pretty good. That's a pretty good amount of hardware to have. But he gets dwarfed by this Michael Phelps, cinder blockhead there. He gets dwarfed by him. That guy's got like 120 medals. Unreal. So this story about Ryan Lochte and then Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and Jimmy Fagan getting robbed at gunpoint on their way back from the France house, I think it was last Sunday, it's starting to fall apart a little bit. He must have taken his lying tips from Hillary Clinton. That's where he must have gotten this stuff. Maybe he contacted Debbie Wasserman Schmuck and got some tips from her on how to lie, because it's all falling apart. In fact, I think Ryan Lochte knew this was a load of garbage. He knew it from the get-go. I mean, doing that interview, he says the guy had him at gunpoint. He cocked the pistol, and then Ryan Lochte said, "Oh, whatever," and I got on the ground. When someone holds a gun to you, this is where the whole story fell apart for me. When someone holds a gun to your head, you don't go like, "Oh, whatever." That's not the reaction. Typically, you have to change your underwear. That's the first thing that has to happen. You don't say whatever and then just get on the ground. And they, I guess, took some money or whatever it was. But they left jewelry and they left all sorts of stuff. So this whole thing fell apart for me. And then, in the dark of night, Ryan Lochte hops a plane back to America. He says, "I'm out of here. He must have known that this judge was going to issue search warrants and revoke passports because his friends, they're stuck in South America, the three of these guys. And it sounds like the story's falling apart. What may have really happened here, and this is according to the AP, and Reuters has something out now, Fox News is what I'm looking at particularly at the moment, is they stopped by a convenience store or a gas station. They were three sheets to the wind drunk, and they tried to access an outdoor bathroom. Now, most of you, you don't go to the bathroom in gas stations, especially in Brazil. However, they were drunk enough that this seemed like a good idea. So they tried to access this bathroom door. It wasn't opening. It was locked. So they used their super swimmer strength to now knock the door in. All right, that's what we're hearing. They beat the door down, like the FBI going into the Clinton Foundation. And then the owner comes out, or a manager comes out and says, "Hey, you owe me money for that door. You just can't go blowing down doors in these parts." So what they did was they then paid this guy the money for the door. Paid the guy for the money. Paid him for the door, okay? Now they head back. It's late to the Olympic Village. It's like Disney World, the Olympic Village. They head back there. And I guess Ryan Lochte at some point speaks to his mom and says, "We were robbed. We were robbed. That's why we were back so late. Mom, we were not soliciting hookers. We weren't partying. We weren't drinking like fishes. We were actually robbed at gunpoint." And I guess the mom had said something on a radio show. And that's where this all took off from. That's where the story started. Now, here's the issue. Did they file a false police report? That's issue number one. And if they were drunk, does that mitigate it? That they didn't knowingly file then? All right. Don't think for a second that they're going to extradite Ryan Lochte back to Brazil. Not going to happen. Those extradition clauses and those treaties, they're for big crimes. They're for, like, rape and murder and things of that nature, not for filing a false police report. They won't do it for that. But his friends are still there. They tried to get on a plane last night, and the policia said, "Nope, not happening." Off the plane, threw him in a black sedan, and off they went. Which typically is not a good thing to happen to you in South America. Sounds like they are telling the real story now. Now they could face a fine, and under Brazilian law, if there is such a thing, they could face up to 6 months in a Brazilian prison. There are not a lot of places that are like a Brazilian prison. Not like that. You don't want to be there. I could think of a lot of places I'd rather be than a Brazilian prison. So I guess we're going to see how this unfolds. I mean, this is the big story of the Olympics so far. Because there's not too much. Yeah, the guy from the Irish IOC, he got arrested for scalping tickets. We've heard about muggers getting shot in the face. We have a green pool, right? A green pool. It's like black now. It's not even green anymore. It's like black. Terrible. And we have track and field. So of all these things, a bogus story by a swimmer who has blue hair winds up being the crux of what everyone's talking about. It was trending on Twitter last night, like number one in the world for, it had to be 2 or 3 hours. And I had to partake in it. I had to. It was one of the funniest things I have ever seen, all the memes going around. That's how we react to things now. We see something funny or devastating, it doesn't matter. And we come up with these GIF files, and we find these pictures, and we make memes out of them. And it becomes very funny. I don't think Ryan Lochte was laughing at it. If he was, he's more of a sociopath than I thought. What a snake on a plane. What a snake on a plane gets away in the middle of the night to parts unknown. All right, that's it for this guy. That's it. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about Target. People still boycotting Target. We got the Clinton Foundation. We got Kohl's to get to. And I'm going to tell you where you should buy property in Hawaii if you're looking to save a little bit of money. You're listening to The Rhino Report here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more. With Larry Van Alst, what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report.
Right, so was that a sufficient Olympic recap from yesterday? I think that was pretty good. I think that was a good one. One of my better ones, perhaps. So, you know, this happens a lot. It happens a lot. You figure out who your friends are. You figure out who they are when times of crisis show up. Maybe the cops show up. Maybe whatever it is in your, in your youth. This is when you figure out who your friends are, the ones who rat you out, the ones who, who have your back, the ones who don't flee the country. That's how you can figure it out. So there you go. There's a moral in this story. We'll find it. Okay. Target. They are about to spend $20 million on 297 new bathrooms. They're going to put in new bathrooms because this whole transgender thing and gender identity and allowing men wearing skirts into the women's room and the women's changing rooms. There was a petition. Who was it by? The American Family Association had a petition from 1.3 million people saying that they would no longer shop at Target. Now, that is a large number. That is a big number for a retail store. They have Kathy Smith, who is Target's finance chief. She says there was no real impact, no material impact on that petition, on their revenue from that point until this point. Now, keep in mind, this was not during a shareholders meeting. They can lie to you all they want. They are under no obligation to not lie to you unless they're at a shareholders meeting. Then they have to tell you the truth. Then they got to come clean on some stuff. There may be mitigating factors, but they still got to come clean. But when they're not in a shareholders meeting, they can lie through their noses. So $20 million on 297 new bathrooms, which from a contractor standpoint, someone like me who has worked in construction for a long time, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They're about to pay $67,000 per bathroom. The bathroom at the White House doesn't cost that much. $67,000 for a bathroom for a single-seater, unisex, one-person-at-a-time bathroom? Nah, I don't know. I don't know. Seems like a lot of money. Know what that tells me? That tells me they lost money. They lost money. They wouldn't be doing this if they weren't losing money. That's what it tells me. So, the spokesman for the American Family Association, Walker Wildman, he says, basically, this is not going to help. He calls it a bathroom free-for-all. This doesn't matter. This doesn't mitigate anything. In fact, they believe that this is going to force regular, non-gender-confused people to have to use this one instead of the other people who are gender-confused or whatever the appropriate term is. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the latest list yet, what I'm supposed to say. In fact, Mara Kiesling, the executive director at the National Center for Transgender Equality, these titles get longer and longer every day. Right. When you don't have anything, just as an aside here, when you don't have anything to do with your job, when you just kind of sit around and poke around Facebook all day, you have the longest title on the planet. It's the longest title possible. Anyway, she says most transgender people will continue to use the bathrooms that match their gender identity as they have been doing for decades. Which proves this guy Walker Wildman from the AFA right. That it's just going to push people who are not gender confused into these single-seater bathrooms. There are going to be some long lines. Have you ever gone to like a baseball game and tried to go to the bathroom between innings? You can't do it. It's impossible. It doesn't matter if there's nobody in the stadium. The place could be empty. It could look like the swimming stadium at Rio or the track and field stadium. Nobody there. You go to the bathroom, there's a million people online. A million people. But this is a little ridiculous. Who do you think's going to pay for this? $20 million? You don't think Target just doles out money, do you? No, this gets reflected back onto the consumer. That's who has to pay for it. This is not just some gesture they're making. First of all, they're doing it because they're losing money. I don't buy this stuff how they're not losing money. I don't buy it. I haven't looked at their quarterlies, but they're going to say, oh, it's third, fourth quarter, or third quarter, second quarter. No big numbers now anyway. You have to compare them to last year's third quarter and the year before that and the year before that. Then you can see a trend. Maybe we'll do that for tomorrow's show, just before we talk to Dinesh. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, because I guarantee you they are losing money. They just don't spend this kind of money out of nowhere. Doesn't happen. And $67,000 for a bathroom. I could plate your bathroom with 24 karat gold for that kind of money. 24 karat gold. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about the Clinton Foundation, because they could be in some trouble, some hot water again. And we have the White House watch. We got to look at two national polls, and we have three swing state polls that deserve our attention. We have a lot more to get to today. Maybe a couple of final thoughts on Target. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well-positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We'll get into our pole dancing in just a little bit. A little want to finish up on this Target stuff. $67,000 per bathroom. It's not like they're going to be adding a wing to the building. These are these big boxy structures. They're not adding a wing to it. They're going to put up a non-load-bearing wall with some cheap aluminum 2x4s. They're going to pull the plumbing over from the other bathroom, which is probably 6 feet away, put a door on, a toilet, and a baby changing table. 67 grand per bathroom. I'll bid it. I'll do it for 66 grand. How's that sound? I'll cut you a deal. All right. Let's talk about the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation. Again, you know, a lot of times we talk about Hillary and we talk about the Clinton Foundation and we talk about possible things going on, and it's hard to dive into it because there are so many things that could happen, but maybe not, right? The other day we talked about the possible investigation with the pay-to-play quid pro quo that three or four FBI field offices wanted to conduct, and then we heard that Loretta Lynch squashed it. Nope, don't look over there. Don't do that. That wasn't part of your email investigation. But they're saying, well, we're law enforcement and we came across this. Isn't this our job? No. Your job is to protect Hillary Clinton. You're not getting this, are you? So Now we're hearing that maybe there was a cyber attack on the Clinton Foundation. This would be a tremendous Christmas present. Tremendous. This hit Drudge last night. Drudge Report. Great website. Love Drudge Report. This hit their website last night. It said the mother lode. Did somebody hack it? Now, according to Reuters, the Clinton Foundation has hired an outside cybersecurity company to kind of look at the servers and see if there's any sort of markings that somebody broke in. That somebody has information that, well, we just shouldn't see. And how they do this is through an old technique. It's called phishing, right? Or spear phishing, whatever you want to call it. It's phishing. They send some low-level people a couple of emails with a link. Hey, you want a free cruise? Or hey, you got a promotion? Or whatever. And you click on the link and bingo. They're in your server. They're in your server. You can't get rid of them. They have access to everything. And it's always some dumb intern or whatever it is that does this. Right? Most companies tell you, if you don't recognize the email address, delete it. Because if it's important, they'll just send it again. Delete it. And a lot of times this was because you had those Nigerian princes telling you that you had a fortune locked up in a vault somewhere in Morocco and they needed $1 million to open the vault. You know, remember that stuff? That stuff was fun. I used to like to play with them. Very, very fun. But the new thing is these links, right? The links is you click on it and they have the access. So they're trying to figure out if someone clicked on a link, if these cyber bullies or whatever you want to call them had access to the servers, if they downloaded emails, who knows, WikiLeaks, who knows, could be, could not be. But the first thing that comes to the mind, right, of these people in the Clinton Foundation and in the DNC and in all over Democrat politics is it must be the Russians. Gotta be the Russians. They're all pissed off. There's no hockey right now, so they're gonna hack into our stuff. It has to be the Russians. Well, in 2012, didn't everybody laugh at Mitt Romney when he said the Russians aren't quite as nice as everybody thinks? Didn't everyone laugh at him? Oh, don't be silly. Don't be silly, silly Mitt. The Russians are just fine. They're our friends. They're not part of this axis of evil. Who are you listening to, George W.? No. Well, now we can blame the Russians. Pretty convenient how this all works. You have, you know, the Russian president there, Vladimir Putin, who is much more of a man than our own president. I'm allowed to say that. My First Amendment right is still applied. Much more of a man than our own president. And they get a little nervous. To get a little nervous, right? Because here's this strong leader. Now, I don't condone a lot of what Vladimir Putin does. But I do recognize him as a strong leader because that's what he is. Right or wrong, with whatever he does, he's a strong leader. Our president, not. Weak. Very, very weak. And I've been saying that long before Donald Trump made it fashionable to call mom jeans weak. So the Russians may have been in on this. That's what the Clinton Foundation is saying. That's what some high-level U.S. officials are saying. Gotta blame the Russians. All pissed off. Now, I'm curious what's here. I think all of us are curious what's here. What's in these emails? Is there going to be a pay-to-play? Is there going to be a quid pro quo? Well, yes, of course there is. Of course there is. That's a rhetorical question. There has been enough stuff that has come to light between everything we've seen, as redacted as it may have been, that does indicate impropriety. But, much like the DOJ had dropped cases against the new Black Panther Party for voter intimidation in Philadelphia, they don't want to look here either. They stick their fingers in their ears and they go, la 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 la. That's what they do. That's what they do. It's so important that the Clintons do not get to the White House. So important. You thought it was bad when Pervert Bill was there? It's going to be a million times worse. A million times worse. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. If WikiLeaks has it, boy, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what they come up with. Or if Russia has it. I don't care who has it. Just show it to us. All right. Let's get to some polls since it is Thursday. It is Thursday. Rasmussen. Rasmussen. Clinton, 41. Trump, 39. Johnson, 9. Stein, 3. 5% are undecided. That's up from last week. That's up from last week. Clinton is down a point from last week. interesting there. Both Hillary and Donald in the Rasmussen poll have had a peak of 44%. Neither one of them was able to hang on to it. Trump came down first in this poll a couple of weeks ago. Clinton is now starting to come back down again. All right, Clinton has 77% support from her own party. Trump has only 69% of Republican support in this Rasmussen poll. Let's see. Trump leads Clinton 38-29 in independents. That's a 9-point edge. That's bigger than he's seen in the last week. This may be a trend developing here. Johnson has 11% of GOP support in this poll. 11%, big bump for him, and 4% of Democrat support in this Rasmussen poll, and 12% of unaffiliated. This is with 1,000 likely voters conducted August 15th to August 16th, plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Now, Clinton in this poll, very, very interesting, only has a 4-point lead with women over Trump. 4 points. 4 points. And men in this poll go Clinton, too. Very interesting. 40-39. What are the men thinking? What are you guys thinking? Put on your big boy pants. We'll be back.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Guys, welcome back to our pole dancing episode here on Thursday edition. So we're talking about this Rasmussen poll. This is Clinton 41, Trump 39, Johnson 9, Stein 3. Stein has been all over the map in this poll between 2-4%. She's had, you know, ups and downs. Interesting to note that some of the online polls show her a bit higher, but we'll stick to this one for now. Like I said before the break, interesting to note that Clinton has a 1% edge on men in this poll and only a 4% edge with women. This is the only poll I have seen in the last 24 to 48 hours that has brought the gender gap down that small, okay? We're going to talk about a poll in a minute where the gender gap is much, I think 25%, much, much bigger. All right, so this is the Rasmussen poll. She's down from last week. He's down from last week. Johnson's up a point. Stein's up a point. So Rasmussen, generally pretty good. Generally pretty good. They're showing a tightening. This is not the first poll to start show a little bit of a tightening. I think people are getting a little bit more concerned about Hillary for two reasons. Number one, her health. I think her health is a big issue that has been unaddressed by the media. And every poll that I've seen says, we don't go into the numbers here because it just takes up too much time, but every poll I've seen says that people don't trust mainstream media. They don't trust them. mainstream media still thinks that they are the end-all and be-all. And according to every single poll I've seen, no matter how big the Democrat sampling is, they always don't. There's a higher distrust number for mainstream media. So I think her health is playing into it. I think the Clinton Foundation thing is playing into it. And I think Donald Trump gave an amazing couple of speeches the last few days. Really, really good on-point, on-message speeches. And we're going to see those numbers start to trickle into next week. But I think we're seeing the effect of his speeches in this LA Times daily tracking poll. That's where we're starting to see it right up front. This is a daybreak tracking poll. 3,000 people get the same email every day, and they have a percentage. Okay, they wait for an answer. So they say on a scale of 1 to 100, how likely are you to blank? Vote for Hillary, vote for Donald, vote at all. Who do you think will win? Three different questions. All right, which is interesting because they get to wait their own poll. They get to weight their own poll, which gives you a pretty good outcome generally. Now, 2 weeks ago, Hillary had an 8-point edge in this LA Times poll. Last week, she had a 5-point edge. Now, 0.6. 0.6, not even one full percentage point. She's up 44.0 to Trump's 43.4. Everything tightening up in this poll when it comes to the ages. The over 64 crowd, they're within 4.5 points of each other. The 35 to 64, they're within a point of each other. 65 and over, they're within a point of each other. By education, high school or less, this is where Trump is doing very well. 51 to 38, so he's doing very well there. Some college, this has tightened up. Some college, Clinton only has a 2.7-point lead. All right, that's tightened up a lot. In fact, if you look at the trend lines on it, it has never been closer than this. In fact, it's been working its way in. College grad and up. College grad and up. She's up 51 to 34, but she's trending down from last week, and he's trending up. I don't think it'll make a big difference, but that is worth noting. Income level. Clinton doing very well in the under 35. She's up 52 to 35. Which, again, Donald Trump is not selling his tax plan well enough. He has to sell that because these people wouldn't pay any taxes under Donald Trump's tax plan, but they will pay it under Hillary's tax plan. So he has to sell that better. The 35 to 75, Trump jumps out here. He's up 50 to 37, a 13-point lead. And then more than 75 a year, this is deadlocked, deadlocked. It couldn't get any closer. Trump has the white vote in this poll, 52 to 34. And then the black vote, very, very interesting in this poll because she is down 9 points from last week and he's up 8 points. He's up eight, she's down nine. Could that have been because of his Wisconsin speech in West Bend, Wisconsin a couple days ago? That was a great speech, again, where he disarmed and then controlled. Very, very common sales tactic. And I think you're seeing it right here. That's why I love these daily tracking polls, especially the ones where you self-weight and you give a percentage from 1 to 100 on your own, because that shows it. That shows this speech was very, very effective. Latinos, he's 32 off with Latinos. And that down 32 there, that's about what we've seen. Other, he's deadlocked. By gender, he's down 13 points. Trump down 13 points with women, but he's up 12 with men. Up 12, so 25-point gender gap, which is the opposite of what Rasmussen is saying. I wonder if Rasmussen, for one, it might be the one-off this time. I'm not sure. It's tough to tell. Tough to tell with Rasmussen. They don't give you a lot of information on their sampling data. So who do you think will win? This is also in the LA Times poll. Hillary thinks, everyone thinks that she'll win everything by age, by gender, by income. This is perception based on mainstream media. Perception based on mainstream media. I think Trump plays very well as the underdog. I really do. I think Trump plays very, very well as the underdog. That's his wheelhouse. He likes to punch. He likes to punch back. And when you're the front runner, it's tough to do that. It's tough. People look at you like the bully. But now, if he's coming from behind and he's taking at her knees a little bit, Tanya Harding style, maybe this is where it's at for him. Q poll, Colorado, Trump down 10. That is not surprising. I never saw Colorado as a swing state. Iowa, Trump down 3. Virginia, Trump down 12. Hillary has pulled her ads in Virginia, no longer running ads in Virginia. So that That could be a place where Trump could make up ground. I don't think Virginia necessarily goes blue just because boring Tim Kaine is from there. We'll finish up these three polls just a little bit when we come back, and I'll tell you where you should buy property in Hawaii if you're looking for a good deal. It's a really, really hot market there right now. Hang in there, guys. We'll be back in a minute.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel.
Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway. Relax in on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, make sure you set your clock, set your whatever you're going to listen to the show on tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Dinesh D'Souza will be on the show. We'll be talking about Hillary's America. We're very excited about it. It's going to be great to have him here, and I can't wait to talk to him, and I'm sure he can't wait for you guys to hear him. So we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. Make sure you tune in, crntalk.com or rednationrising.us/player on the Liberty feed so you hear the show live. Otherwise, you can catch it on the normal podcasting sites. I won't list them again. I listed them twice today, I think. All right, let's finish up with these polls. Colorado. Clinton up by 10. Listen, Colorado was never really going to be a swing state here. When you put in the law firm of Johnson and Stein, 16% in Colorado. 16% go for Gary Johnson, 7% for Jill Stein. These are big numbers for them. In Iowa, when you add in Johnson and Stein, Johnson gets 12 and Stein gets 3. In Virginia, when you add them in, Johnson gets 11 and Stein gets 5. What's odd about some of these polls is that this doesn't really line up with the national average. Just about every state poll shows Johnson at a higher number, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, at a higher number than what would average out to be the national poll. That's a little off. I'm not sure why that's happening. It could be the sampling. It could be the national sampling, like we've said for a while now, is just off. These commission polls are just no good. In Colorado, women go Clinton by almost 20 points. Men go Clinton by 2 points. So, let's see. In Iowa, women back Clinton 56-38, and men back Trump 51-37. So, an even divide there. That's a big gender gap. Big gender gap that we're not really seeing in Colorado. They say Colorado is the new California. So, for you folks that live in Colorado, I'm sorry. Time to move, maybe. Virginia, women back Clinton 56-31, men go 46 for Trump, 42 for Clinton. Everybody has a favorable opinion in all these states of Bill Clinton, Michelle Obama, and President Obama, favorable in all of these states. So, I never really saw Colorado as a swing. Iowa, that's kind of a surprise swing state. Virginia, I didn't think would be this year. I'd focus more on North Carolina if I was Donald Trump. Florida, Ohio, maybe even Michigan. Maybe even Michigan. We saw a very close poll out of Michigan earlier this week. All right. So if you think you are ready to try your hand at the real estate market, then maybe you want to try it on the big island of Hawaii. There is a brand new 8-acre piece of property that's just for you. Okay, it's on the southeast coast of Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii, and it has oceanfront view. The only problem is you may need to watch out for lava. Yeah, you may have to watch out for lava. It's formed by the Kamokuna volcano, which has made 444 new acres of land in the ocean over the last couple of years here, and they have 8 new acres. 8 new acres, it's piping hot real estate. You want to make sure you get into this quickly, or maybe get out of there quickly. It's up to you guys. But this volcano, no signs of stopping. Make sure you have cement tires on your car. You have some good footers in the foundation. I've seen these lava fields. Very, very cool, some of these lava fields. Where they put houses. Just also a little dangerous. I mean, that stuff will sneak up on you. You don't want lava to sneak up on you. Especially if you're sleeping or compromised in any way. Hey, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a great time. A big shout out to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to all those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.